Hey guys, you know what it is, man. Back at it again. Another episode of this You Heard podcast. What's going on, Big Joe?
Yeah, boy. Sunday night.
Yeah, man.
You know, we got about 9 months till football.
You know what I mean? Don't even say it like that. Don't even say it like that, fam.
Yeah, man. A smooth, easy nine months.
Yeah.
You know, let's work.
Let's work, man. Let's get to this intro, man. Let's keep working.
Welcome to the You Heard podcast.
I'm hurt, dog.
Ben and Joe break down all things Miami Hurricanes football.
Don't ask me if I'm all right. Hell no.
From hot topics to pre and post game analysis.
What he said, dominate, and we not doing it.
You heard.
I put my heart in this, dog.
Yeah, man. You already know what it is. Hey, Joe, what's popping, man?
Ain't nothing, man. You know, another week. You know, it's be close to Monday. You know what I mean? Sunday nights be kind of, you know, a little dreadful. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, you know, another day, another dollar. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. Yo, before we get into this, Kane, I saw you talking about BMF, so I'm going to give it a chance, man.
You know what I mean? BMF, man. Black Mafia Family. Yeah. Little Meech starring in it, man. It's dope, man. Have you gotten through the first season yet?
No, I'm about to start it tonight because I was jumping back into The Wire, but I was like, I kind of want to watch something new and see how that looks. You know what I'm saying? It's hard to watch something that's like almost 20 years old because it's not the same, you know what I'm saying, definition, but that show still holds up, man.
Yeah, facts. It does. Yeah, you know what I mean? So you got BMF, you got Snowfall. You watch Snowfall?
I watch Snowfall. Yeah, watch Snowfall. All
right.
Yeah, that's right.
So you there?
I like Snowfall. Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm in there. Just wanted to tell you about that. Definitely about to hit play on that today. I got Stars today. I was like, yo, I'm going to give this a chance because always looking for something else to watch. You know what I mean?
BMF that deal, man. They just started the second season. So you got to catch up, definitely.
All right, that's what's up, man. All right, man. Before anything else, man, you're saying we gotta toast it up. We ain't drinking no more. You know what I'm saying? It's water all 23.
That you know water. I gotta get my Canes mug, man.
Hey man, you already know me. Yo, shout out to my mother-in-law, man. She found all these at a garage sale. All these glasses and cups, you know what I'm saying? Bleached it out. So I was like, this is lovely. So I got everything I need.
Yeah.
All right, man. Let's get into this first topic here.
We gotta commit, man.
Yeah, man.
I mean, salute
to Matt Lee, man, coming out and making that commitment, making it official about 2 hours ago.
Yep.
Got a picture that went viral with the entire coaching staff, except a couple faces.
Yeah.
But we'll get into that a little bit later, man. What you think about Matt Lee, man, making that jump from UCF to the U?
You know, if anything, man, it's competition. So, you know, him and Mr. Clark at center, man, and whoever else. You
John know Dennis, I mean? Right?
Going there. John, I think Tow Truck was playing center. I think there's a couple other people that can play center. Mm-hmm. But competition, man, healthy competition, especially along the front, is always a good look, man, because the person that's perceived to be in that starting role got to work, you know what I mean? Yep. Got to work to keep his spot now, you know what I mean? So not saying Ja'Kai wasn't working, because I know Ja'Kai and his peoples, and he's a worker, man, you know what I mean? But, you know, competition is never bad. So I'm happy about it, man.
Yeah, man, it goes back to what we talked about, right? Like too many times you see people that are clearly challenged or having difficulties and there's nobody behind them to challenge them for that spot to push them to either be better, or if you don't feel like you're going to lose your spot, I feel like mentally there's a limit to how hard you're going to go, right? I guess just human nature. You're going to be like, I mean, why am I going to bust my ass for this one play when there's nobody behind me? So yeah, like you need something. You need there to be some repercussions for failures, for your actions and whatever that might be and any deficiencies you might have.
Sure.
So yeah, man, like not saying that he's going to be our starting center. Like that's not a locked in position, but just knowing that there's going to be repercussions for for any failures for the bad offensive line that we had last year, and knowing that we have some depth is already makes it better, man. So
yeah, and experience depth, because him and Ja'Kai have played a lot of snaps, man. Ja'Kai has played a lot of snaps. Matt Lee has played a lot of snaps. So you know, they have experience, both of them, and whoever's sitting behind them can continue to learn and continue to grow. You know what I mean? So,
which would be an Antonio Tripp, right? Like, that's if that's who people say it could be, that next kid, that next center. So, yeah, man. Matt Lee, 2-year starter at UCF, didn't give up any sacks this year, according to Pro Football Focus. Y'all seen the stats on Twitter. 98 passing grade, 77.4 run blocking grade average. Yes, there was some issues against better competition, but you know what I mean? Like, that's what happens. Like, there, other people play football too. Right. I mean, there's no perfect offense. There's no perfect players in college football at any point, man. People are going to have their challenges. So, not going to focus on the negative, man. That 91 average is crazy. You know what I mean? And hopefully we're going to want to throw the ball a lot next year.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens with that.
And you just build in the trenches, man. We build in the trenches. That's what you got to do. Build the trenches. Build the trenches. Build the trenches.
And, you know, and build it with quality. Yeah, build it with quality depth, man. Like, not if you lose your center, you're not going to be too worried that your backup is going to be a huge drop off. And then I'm saying, like, that was our big issue. Like, where you got past our five, it was tough.
Yeah,
it was tough last year. So, yeah, man, quality depth, building the trenches, man. He's what, 6'4", 6'4", 6'5"?
6'4", 295, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a big boy, man. Again, ain't no gut on him either, fam. Like,
you saw the picture with TVD, man. He looked bigger than him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. Like, I was like, what TVD even eating, man? Like, TVD out here looking 6'7", 315. Crazy. Like,
that's TVD, our center. Look like a lumberjack. TVD looks like a lumberjack.
So. Son, he really does, man. That dude got some size to him.
Yeah, I saw him as a freshman, man. When we was all visiting and he was there, I was like, yo, who? When I first saw him, I was like, yo, who's this coach? You know what I mean? Why is he just chilling out here?
He's always been that big. He's always been that big.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, it's crazy. Yep. All right, man. Let's, you know what I'm saying? So, again, congrats to Matt Lee, man, coming out, making that commitment to the U. Throwing up these hands like that. There's no feeling like it, man. So, congrats, man. Hope you ball out, man, in that green and orange. Now, this is the segment where it gets a little bit explicit. So if you're with your family, I'm saying you got your kids in the car, just pause it for a second, because I'm going to get real disrespectful if these rumors are true.
This is who you're going to have to be practicing against, Matt.
Yeah, this is the guy you're going to have to see in these trenches, Matt. This is that guy, man. Fam, when you hit me Friday, talking about, hey, man, Daryl Jackson might be coming back. I was like, I was like, how, Sway? Yeah. I have no words for this. I thought he was gone. I told you, he's the only one that hurt for me.
Yeah.
Like, and now you see all the rumors talking about he made it one day to Tallahassee. He's like, I can't do this shit. I don't know what the fuck I was thinking. I left Miami for this.
Yeah. Yeah. All types of videos going around, you know what I mean? He was the reporter who was in the country cursing this motherfucker.
My favorite one was the one you retweeted from The Hangover. We fucked up.
You know what I mean? So it's all types of rumors swirling around, you know what I mean? I don't care what the rumors are. I don't give a – I don't care. Whatever, if he coming back, he coming back, and I don't care how it got done. I don't care what happened. You know what I mean? No. If it get done and he's willing to come back, I hope it's not – what the one thing I hope is not a forced situation because I feel like, you know, if you force the young man to come back, he has no choice. I don't know how that's going to play in a locker room and all of that. You know what I mean? I hope it's a – because on some real shit, I don't think he wanted to leave anyway.
No, he didn't. So,
yeah, he didn't want to leave. He just had to do what he had to do for moms and all that. But if they got him – if he could come back and everything is good with his moms, let's go.
Yeah, I mean, we knew why he was leaving, right? Like, that's why when he left, like, it hurt to see him go, but it was never like, oh man, I can't believe he's gone. I was saying, right. Like, I don't know what did we do? It was like, oh, his family. I was like, all right, I wasn't even mad at that. I was like, damn, I just didn't want to see him go. So him coming back, he didn't want to go to you anyway. You know what I'm saying? Like, he didn't want to see you any. He didn't want to wear that uniform. You got one quarterback and half a year where you thought you was hot. You know what I'm saying? Like, he didn't want to go to you anyway. He went there for family. So y'all need to figure that out, man. So I don't care. Yeah, I'm with you. Like, I hope it's not that he had to be forced back. You know what I'm saying? Like, he posted a picture and all the internet detectives and all the internet schools talking about, oh, that's the cobblestone streets.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Right.
That's about the music building and all this shit. So I was like, I don't care what rumors were. So one thing I did read was Jet Monday, January 9th, is early enrollee, like all that whole thing with you know what I'm saying, their school shit with FSU. If he's not there, it's over. You know what I mean? Like, that's it.
Classes don't start in Miami until I think
the 12th. The following week. Yeah. So
that's the 7th. 16th is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. So it'll be the 17th, most likely.
Yeah. So it'll be that. So next week. So if he's not in school at Tallahassee tomorrow, the rumors are pretty much solidified that it's true and he's not gonna be there and he'll be coming back to Miami. But you know, first of all, I don't even know how that's possible. You know what I'm saying? Like, but then again, like you said, I don't care. Like, that's just, okay, cool.
That's above our pay grade, son.
I don't care if it was a signature. I don't care if it was like he saw the stadium and was like, nah, I can't do this shit. And had to walk back home. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, I don't know, but we're walking me back, man. We don't want to see you go to begin with.
Nah, not at all. Not at all. When you were there, you were in Miami, you was on campus, you was in the city, and then you went to where you went to, you had to be like, nah, son. I don't feel good here. I mean, I'm going
back. Look, man, you could bring moms down with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, hopefully she's able to travel down, and that's a safe way to do it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? She could come on down and got great hospitals, in South Florida, man, take care of the fam if that's what she needs. Look, man, all bullshit aside, all jokes aside, family first, man. If he decides, if moms can't come down and he has to stay at Florida State, he has to stay at Florida State. I'm not going to knock him. You know what I'm saying? I'll still root for him, just not against us. You know what I'm saying? Like, and hope he makes the best decision for him and his family, man. But he never wanted to leave, right? It was a family decision. So medical hardship means he wouldn't even lose the waiver. He could stay and ball out right away for spring practice and ball out in his Canes and go to the pros next year and take care of his family even better. So that dude's getting drafted. Like, there's no doubt in my mind somebody like that making it to the pros. I'm talking that to me, he's top like three rounder. Mm-hmm. Easy. With his size and his quickness off the ball, without a question, man.
Hopefully we'll find out, I'm sure, you know, in the coming days. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We might jump on a live or something, you know what I mean? But we'll find out.
That's definitely on live. We'll Daryl Jackson is 100% a live reaction. Yeah. Without a doubt.
That's one of the positions we're concerned about, man. DT and you know, another position. But
we had a couple guys. One guy canceled his visit, I think.
He rescheduled apparently. You know how that go. He was at Auburn, I think, this weekend. Auburn back, yo, man. I'm tight about the linebacker that Talon that went to Auburn, man.
Tight about that. Auburn got money, fam. Like, Auburn is too competitive against Alabama to just be sleeping.
I'm telling you, Hugh Freeze gonna have that popping, boy.
Hugh Freeze gonna do his thing, man.
Yeah, he gonna have that
popping. So, yeah, man, Auburn's gonna pick up a lot of guys, man. Auburn's gonna be a problem in the transfer portal. There's gonna be a lot of, like, if your program is dependent, and these are shots fired, if your program is solely dependent on the, Auburn's gonna give you a problem because Auburn's gonna be that team that, like, that's going to talk to other SEC players. You know what I'm saying? Like, how they do business. You know what I'm saying? The SEC does it different. Mm-hmm. They're going to be like, hey, man, like, you're not really getting that much burn at at Alabama. You sure? Like, you come on over. You know what I'm saying? When you're not getting that much burn at Kentucky, not getting that much burn at yada, so on and so forth, school. Yeah. Auburn going to turn that thing over quick, man. Auburn don't play around. If your program is solely based on portal transfers and not really concerned about high school recruiting, you're going to have a problem, man. You're going to have a real problem.
Definitely.
Yeah, that sauce fired right at you, Tallahassee. I'm calling y'all out by name, man.
They think they good. They think they winning the chip, you know, next year. They got a couple pieces coming back, you know, verse coming back. And
which was Trav,
first, you know what I mean?
Look, this is a UN podcast, but him coming back is the – any player after balling out like that should never come back. Anywhere. This isn't just Florida. Just go. Son, Gregory Rousseau had a ball-out sophomore year, sat out his junior year, and got drafted in the first round.
Maybe Verse ain't get the draft grade he wanted. You know what I mean?
Maybe he's
in a class – where this year he ain't that guy, but next year he may be. It could be, you know what I mean? I would have to think it's something like that to keep him at Florida State. You know what I mean? I would have to.
Or honestly, sometimes it's just bad advice. Telling them, oh, you're not a top five pick, so you should. It's too much risk. You know what I'm saying? Like, we see how risky this game is, man. We saw it on Monday. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is a crazy game to not do that, man. Like, I don't ever want anybody to stay longer in college than they need to, because it's such a short lifespan, man, to get the real bag, because that's the real money. Like, regardless what they talk about NIL, like, that's real. All right, man. Daryl Jackson, man. Hope to see you in that green and orange, my brother.
Yes, sir.
Because we need you, man. We need
that
you.
Work. That'll work.
You gotta work. Matt Lee, you're going to see Daryl Jackson in the trenches, and it's just going to get better.
You're going to see what's really real.
See what's real, man. Going to see what it's like with a ball-out top two-round pick, man.
Yeah.
All right. Look, I don't know how to switch this to this subject, because it's honestly a little bit challenging, right?
You sound real somber, man.
Hey, man. Can't always have the energy, because the topic is real, man. Fam, how, man? Not a single transfer portal wide receiver, and it is our highest position of need besides defensive tackle. What the is going on? That's my question, right? Like, I got nothing. I'm literally just going to be like, hey, what the is going on? As I try not to cuss through every segment.
So the easy thing to point at, right, is obviously the offense, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, if I'm a receiver, I see what went on. Like, it's not weird, but it's kind of odd to me when people say that 17, 18, 19-year-olds or people who have a limit, because you're in college, you have a limited time to win, basically, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
Especially if you're a transfer. You got 2, maybe 3 years, maybe 1 year. Mm-hmm. So people say, look at the vision or look at what's being built. Fam, that's not what I'm doing right now. Mm-hmm. I need to go somewhere where I can get busy and I can go to the league.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if I'm looking at what we all saw last season, mm-hmm. if I'm a receiver, why am I coming? Mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm. I'm a top receiver. Why mm-hmm. am I coming? So let's discuss money from Oregon. I always forget his name.
Dante Thornton,
right?
Yeah.
Tennessee or Miami? Come on, Tennessee. I'm a Miami guy, B. Fuck a ball. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
That's what it is.
That's what it is.
You know what I mean? Yeah. But you saw what they did.
Yep. Jalen Hyatt balled out.
You saw what they did. You see the offensive, you know, the offensive mind over there. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's no secret. It's never been a issue. So what are we saying? What's the debate? Yeah, he can come over here and be number one, most likely.
That's the pitch.
Even if he's number two over there, he's still
better.
You know what I mean? It's still still in a little bit better shape, man. As of now, you know, we can only go off what we see. People ain't going off of hope right now. You can't. I got 2 years, fam. I can't. 1 or 2 years. I can't go off of hope.
No. Nope.
Hope is not going.
Can't go off a wish. I mean? Ain't no wish factor here.
Nah, not at all, man. You know? So you can't blame these guys, man. Who's the last number one we've had?
I'm on Richards.
True number one.
I'm on Richards.
You can't say Charleston Rambo. He wasn't a number
one.
He was just the best we had. He wasn't a number
one. Yeah, wasn't a number one. What? And why he's not in the league.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's also a factor.
Shit. Lawrence Cager left and got busy.
Yeah.
You know
moved
I mean?
Up to tight end, though, right?
Moved, yeah. But at Georgia, when he went to Georgia,
he was out.
Getting busy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Amari Richards, man. Stacy Cole. That core was cool. That was a good core. Phillip Dorsett. That was crazy right there.
That's our last good. That's our last like solid core of wide receivers where it was more than just one guy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because it took Mike Harley 5 years, you know what I'm saying, to like really have a ball out season. And that was a Charleston.
Jeff Thomas could have been that guy. That was my guy, man. Jeff Thomas, just, I was real excited for that guy, man.
Some just never click with him, man. And I mean, that's just sometimes just the way it goes, man. But it's been so long, man. And
So what's the reason? So we can't. If we can't just point at this offense, right? Because we haven't had that since Amon Richards. So what year was Amon Richards?
2015. Going off the top of my head. I think that was 2015. Then he had that neck injury. And it was a wrap. Cause then 2015? Yeah, that one hurt.
Amon Richards, 2016.
Okay.
To 2018.
Yeah.
So that's, you know what I mean? We looking at what, 5 years?
5 years since we had a number one. And like it goes back to, I think this is the thing that we could go off the Gattis thing, right? Like, I think we forget how bad the relationships we had that previous administrations had with the Miami head coaches, right? Like, certain schools, like something like you have zero relationship with a Chaminade. It's gonna be very difficult to break in there. Like, hey man, I just got here and I'm hot. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got these loafers on and I'm trying to recruit you, but then we go six quarters without a touchdown. You know what I'm saying? We win in a triple overtime game, 14-12, over whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm a wide receiver, I'm watching that. I'm like, I'm not going to that. You know what I'm saying? Again, just going off of what we saw, regardless, like every team had injuries, all this, the lack of response, the lack of adjusting the offenses to score. You know what I'm saying? Like, cause you have talent. You're on paper, you're more talented than the teams you're playing, but you never made that improvement, right? There was never any marked improvement at any position on offense for real. Right? Like you saw Jake Garcia regress, Ja'Kari Brown. Crazy athletic, true freshman shouldn't have been playing to begin with, but you had no quarterback depth because after Jake Garcia and TVD, you had no real commits. You should pick up a quarterback every draft class. Mm-hmm. That didn't happen for a couple seasons. So the depth isn't there. The relationships with the high school where the best talent in the country is, you saw it at the All-America game. Right? You know what I'm saying? Like you saw Mark Fletcher running, you know what I'm saying? Running past everybody. That's a four-star. Mm-hmm. That's a four-star running back that couldn't beat, you know what I'm saying? That they could never beat Central. Like, that's, you know what I'm saying? That's the level of talent we have here. And the lack of relationships that we had with the best skill positions in the country, where we lose, even losing to Hakeem Williams, five-star wide receiver. That was before, you know what I'm saying?
Hakeem Williams, Jerry Judy.
You got, was it Jeremiah Smith for next year, possibly already going to Ohio State.
Yeah.
If you put out this same offense with this same response, there's no flipping Jeremiah Smith. Mm-hmm. You're not getting Josiah Trader. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're taking a game and a half to score a touchdown, why the fuck would I commit to you as a wide receiver? As a 3, 4, or 5 star? Like, yo, I could go ball out at SMU and get drafted. Mm-hmm. I could have 1,000 yards in 5 games and, you know what I'm saying, it'd be good. Mm-hmm. Like, what? This, look, man. The lack, let's, offense performance aside, right? Mm-hmm. The lack of closing, because now it's recruiting. The season's over. Now, the relationship building, recruiting, and getting mentioned when a recruit commits to you. That's what I'm looking at now. I haven't seen his name mentioned anywhere. I haven't seen an at for him.
You said him. You said him?
Oh, yeah. So Josh Gaddis. We ain't seen it, right? Let's keep it a buck. We ain't seen it. The only people in the picture is always Alex Mirabal, DVD. That's, I'm saying religiously, Alex Mirabal, DVD, and Mario Cristobal. Let's keep it a buck, right? Like, you'll see.
Let me see if I'm blocked. I heard a lot of people was blocked.
He blocked a lot of people.
He blocked you?
No, and I don't mention his name, man.
I don't either.
I don't take the time. Like, what does it do?
I may retweet, though.
I may retweet it. I'll comment I'll comment in anti-Gaddis statements, you know what I mean? Like, and co-sign it, but I don't take the time to add him, because for what? Fam, like, you can't close on a recruit that you recruited from Michigan. Andrew Anthony, right? Wide receiver. You can't make it where you could sell the vision or explain some offenses to Dante Thornton to make him want to come here. That guy that was recruited by Mario Cristobal. You can't get guys from Eastern Kentucky, you know what I mean, to be like, yo, man, I want to ball, you know, anywhere. None. Like, zero. At this recording of this podcast, there are 0 wide receivers from the transfer portal committed to Miami.
Zero.
Already don't have wide receivers for next year even committed, given it's still early, you know what I'm saying, it's January. But Jeremiah Smith already dropped his commitment in December for Ohio State. Like, what are we doing here? Like,
for people who read between the lines and the tea leaves and people's posts and social media
and pictures? Yep.
He hasn't posted anything for 5 days. Mm-hmm. Is that usually a sign that some transition is happening? In your opinion?
I hope so.
You hope so. But in your opinion, like, you're a coach at a major university.
Yeah.
So you haven't.
And the other thing is, my bad to cut you off. And you. Right? Like,
what happened?
Like DVD tweets a lot. DVD posts on his, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're visible on social media, as in you take time to let the people know you. We have zero relationship or engagement with Josh Gaddis, right? Regardless of what, you know what I'm saying, how terrible we think his offense is. Like, we never got to know him. Like, so if you don't, we're a small community, man, this Canes family, right? Like, everybody knows how small the student body. How small the student body is, but, you know what I'm saying, we big as a fan base. In that sense, like, we're bigger than people think, right? We're everywhere. We're a national brand.
Absolutely.
So he never ingratiated himself to us. You know what I'm saying? He never, all you saw was that little clip in the Canes All Access video when he was talking to the team last year. I saw his press conferences, just never showed any charisma or personality, right? There's a guy that wants to be a head coach. He was possibly going to be the head coach of the University of Michigan, if all those rumors are true. Like, this is a detriment that he's done to himself. Like, you got, like, he's something like, it's Mark Pope-ish, right? Like if this is your second stint, now you're looking bad. Like, at some point, they're going to put you on video like, hey, man, that's it. You're out. And that's just what it is. What were you going to say? I saw you were about to jump in.
Now, I was saying there was no welcome to the Matt Lee tweet. No. I mean, I'm looking at everybody, you know, Coach Cristobal even retweeted that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You know, I don't know.
I haven't seen any. I've never seen him say welcome to the U to anybody. I think maybe the wide receivers.
Yeah, on signing day, he was very active.
That's
it. I mean, signing though, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Coach Strong hasn't tweeted like ever. So
yeah, but Coach, I was like, them dudes, I don't worry about them. They're too
strong and steel. You know what I mean?
Yeah, strong and steel. This ain't their generation. You know what I'm saying? Like this ain't their thing. Like they posted that picture with Coach Steele. He got his eyes closed.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So he don't care. He don't give a shit about this. Like this ain't his thing. That's just football.
So with the receiver thing, right? So the offensive coordinator also coaches receivers. Yeah. So he's the receiver coach.
Mm-hmm.
So could that be part of it as well?
I mean, it has to be, right? Like how? Mm-hmm. Listen, I never played receiver. I didn't play football. I already told you, I knocked out once. It was a wrap for me. I was in high school; just wasn't my thing. I don't understand how a person who was not, like, you could learn how to be a position coach, right? But you've never played receiver. Your position in college was defensive back. And mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You played a defensive back at Wake Forest. You've never played the position. You've never really called plays because that's Jim Harbaugh's offense. Let's keep it a buck. That's Jim Harbaugh's offense. You saw this year. They didn't take a step back because he left. Mm-hmm. I'm saying they still made it to the same position as they did a year before. Mm-hmm. So you coach both and you fail to get any portal wide receiver, lose out on Hakeem Williams, don't see you on social media where these kids live, right? You don't go to where they live on social media. Like you see Dennis Smith. Dennis Smith ain't a young guy. He tweets out that old ass picture, you know what I'm saying? That's pixelated with the you, you know what I'm saying, with the you in the storm. Like you don't gotta be that crazy with it. You can put up some, you know what I'm saying, simple shit. But he's not where they're at. Don't see him in any pictures. What relationship can he possibly have with these kids? Because like a lot of this too is selling the fans that he's in it. You know what I'm saying? Like we need to know that. I need to see him with I need him in Mario's hip pocket. Wherever the fuck Mario at, I need Josh Gattis. You know what I'm saying? Like in every fucking, I don't need Alex Mirabal.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. You're an offensive line coach. You've been in the trenches. Fantastic. You could be the motherfucker taking the pictures. Right. I need Josh Gattis in every PJ flight. And, like, even if he's not really, like, that changes the perspective of him. To not see him at all. To be a silent recruiting person that nobody really acts when they commit. That's all a problem, right? Like, if you on the, like, Mark Fletcher didn't add him, if I remember correctly. And if he did, it was one of the last ones.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, those things matter, man. Like, if you're not the main – you teach wide receivers. You're losing the best wide receivers in the country that are right – that you could drive to, and you can recruit them. What are we doing? What are we doing, fam?
Right. So, we'll see. Hopefully, you know, maybe we had some secret visitors or – you know, we on some people that, you know, we don't know about. You know, Coach right. Cristobal is a master manipulator in that way, you know, manipulates the press. You know, he lets us know what he wants us to know when he wants us to know it. So, you know, maybe we got a couple receivers coming through. Who knows?
Let me ask you, do you think like, the publicity or lack of publicity for it does a disservice to Josh Gattis, though? Because right now, like, I don't know if what I'm saying is wrong, right? Like, y'all could tell me in the comments, you know what I'm saying? You could let me know. Like, the fact that he's not visible, that can't be a good thing, right? Like, or is it a good thing? Like, maybe he's just a killer who likes to move in silence. What do you think?
Yeah, my opinion, I don't think it's a good thing. I don't think that's ever a good thing in this game, in college football, mm-hmm. to not be visible. Sure, you can be involved without mm-hmm. being visible on social media. Sure, right. you might be involved, but I don't know. I don't think he's as involved. It looks like something is happening. I can't imagine everything stays the same staff-wise. I can't imagine that Ed Reed leaving is the only thing that happens this offseason. Yeah. I can't imagine that. So I'm looking towards college football is about to be over tomorrow night.
Yep.
NFL in a couple of weeks. The NFL regular season is over after tonight, right?
Yep.
Tomorrow night is there Monday. It must be a Monday night game.
No Monday night game.
So tonight is the wrap.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm looking at, I think things are going to happen within the next couple of weeks, to be honest.
Yeah. I think I'm hoping that I've said it on this podcast. I don't know if other live shows, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody, all the Canes people on YouTube. Shout out to NND Grantman giving us a shout out on his live stream for the for the prime, you know what I'm saying, for the prime video reaction. Look, man, for me, need an offensive coordinator and a wide receivers coach, not offensive coordinator that is a wide receivers coach. I don't like double duty, you know what I'm saying, especially for somebody who's never had double duty. You know what I mean? I want Reggie Wayne as a wide receivers coach. I want to set on this part. I'm going to say this shit on the podcast every day. I want to manifest this shit into happening.
Where is he at right now?
Indiana, the Colts they're over, you know what I'm saying? They're about to clean house. You know what I'm saying? But I know. Hey, look, that NFL money's different. I understand that. I'm well aware. You know what I mean? Like, that NFL money's different. And he might be on his way to maybe when they be an offensive coordinator, so on and so forth. But hoping. This is my wish factor coming in. I wish he becomes our wide receiver coach. And Dorsey's not that guy is on the fast track to being a head coach in the NFL. So forget, like, get that shit out of your head. If you listening to us watching this, and Ken Dorsey is not leaving the NFL. He's going to be head coach within the next 2 years. Get over that shit right now. Like,
give me an OC name right now. One OC name that is not in the NFL that you would take right now.
I wasn't ready for this question, fam. Like, one OC is I want a Big 12 offensive coordinator. Like,
okay,
I want, you know what I mean? I want, who's the dude that was, is it Baylor's OC? Baylor got a sick OC. They put out some crazy numbers. I'll take the guy. How about Kansas OC? Kansas had a research.
Yeah, I think I mentioned him, but I think he's a Kansas grad. He played quarterback for K-State. Okay. Wait, Kansas, not K-State.
Kansas. Yeah, Kansas.
Okay. Kansas.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm about to look that up right now, man. This is one of those. Who you got?
So KU offensive coordinator, Andy
Kotelnicki. I can't say that. Kotelnicki. Yeah.
Lance Leopold's staff. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Dude balled out. They had a crazy resurgent year. Just that, honestly, just that Big 12 offense, man. Like you see what they did on last Saturday, man, against was it Michigan? That was after 1 year. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit, give me, we're kind of hoping that Sonny Dykes is the one that calls the plays there. Give me the offensive coordinator that's under him building that offense. You know what I'm saying? Give me something like that.
Yeah.
Let's get real crazy and let's say they fired the Arizona head coach, and he needs, you know what I'm saying, he needs that Lane Kiffin, you know what I'm saying, he needs to be repolished, you know what I'm saying, that Cliff Kingsbury shit. I'm with that too. I'm talking crazy. I don't care. Andy Kotelnicki, yeah. I think he bought that. I think what we got to do as a fan base, man, and I wanted to, you know what I'm saying, like, we could jump over here before we go to the last question. I think, what's a realistic offensive coordinator, right? Because there is that side of me that still witnessed 20 years of when the fuck is this going to get better?
Yeah, facts.
And the one that saw last year where we were getting guys that are like, holy shit, Kevin Steele? Like, I didn't even know that was a conversation. You know what I'm saying? Like, Josh Gattis didn't know much about him. Was like, oh shit, Broyles Award. Like, that's crazy. So what's a realistic thought for you? Again, this is all if Josh Gattis is gone, which this You Heard podcast, myself, I would say my name, Ben, says he needs to go. You know what I'm saying? For other reasons other than just the failures on the field.
Yeah.
What's the name for you that's realistic? And what kind of offense, like if we were in that room to make the decisions, right? What kind of offense do you think we should be running? So what OC looks good for that? Realistic wise, and that, like, let's shoot for the motherfucking stars.
You know what, man? I'm really not a system guy, man. I'm really not. I want a coordinator who can come in, see what he has,
and adjust,
and then let's go. You know what I mean? I'm a build my sit around what we have in the building. Yep. You know what I mean? So it changes yearly. It changes weekly. It changes game. You know, it changes game by game. You know what I mean? So I know we want to run the ball, and you have to run the ball effectively. That's not a question. Like, nobody wants to throw the ball 70 times a game. You know what I mean?
No, it's not realistic.
Possible. Garrett Riley is definitely one that I'm interested in. And he comes from that tree, right? You know what I mean? Yep. So I'm with it. You know what I mean? He comes from that tree. Yeah. I'm with it. You know what I mean? I'm still intrigued by Jason Candle from Toledo, who was a name, you know what I mean? And he's a head coach. And I want somebody who can coach quarterbacks as well. You know what I mean? So
I would move Ponce.
Coordinator needs to be cool with the quarterback. That just
that's a yes.
You know what I mean?
That's a yes.
Those two, man. That's really, if you can get somebody from the league, Sean McVay taking a year, you know. Sean McVay.
I saw that.
Hey, man. Yeah,
he was getting ready to retire last year, and then he was like, I'm gonna come back.
Yeah, come on, dude. Come to sunny South Florida, man, and just get your mind right. You know, stay for 2 years, get your mind right for 2 years, and then, you know.
Yeah, take a little, you know what I'm saying? You can hang out with Jimmy Johnson, fam. We could, like.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
See get what he's talking fight. About.
Sean McVay, and I'm not even, I really can't stand him, to be honest. You know what I mean?
But oh, because you're a Niners fan.
I'm a 49er fan, but he's just,
he's
kind of annoying on the field. But his mind, his offensive mind is incredible. So you bring him in, that's unrealistic, most likely. So I'm just
talking. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, Candle and Riley, man. You know what I mean? If you could, and if you have, you know, there's people in the league who are quarterback coaches right now who, you know, are not coordinators per se, but they're QB coaches that would come to college and get busy. You know what I mean? Like a Joe Brady type situation or whatever. You know what I mean?
What's going on with Joe Brady's in the league, right?
Buffalo. Yeah, I think he's the quarterback.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's tough to get somebody from especially with Buffalo with that whole Hamlin situation. I think that's a whole different beast coming out through that, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So it'll be interesting. I think there's going to be several names, you know what I mean? Several opportunities. I like somebody from the league, you know what I mean? I think there'll be several opportunities though.
I'm with you, man. Like, I don't fill in name here. I just want somebody who, like, okay, this is what we got. Let's work. Yeah, not somebody who's like, this is my system. This is what we're going to do.
Yeah, run it. Run it or we're going to be whack. What?
Yeah. Nah. No. Like, it's just, I don't care that, like, that one time, the tight end is running wide open and we missed them. That's why we lost the game. No.
Yo, we talk about that a lot. People throw that out so much. I can point out where people were running wide open. Yeah, we can all do that, man.
And we can all, everybody does that. Everybody has coverage busts. That happens. I want that to happen multiple times a game, not just that one time against some fucking school that doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? Like, but you saw when this offense was good and a TVD threw for almost 500 yards. We couldn't get a touchdown in that game either. We lost 28-24, fam. How you throw for 500 yards and have 24 points? What are we talking about? Like, no, it's I'm gonna tell you something. I'm gonna be disappointed if he's still on staff. I'm gonna be honest with you. Like, I think he does that. I think it's gonna be like hyperbolically saying it, right? Like, I think it's gonna be very tough for Mario to sell the fan base again. You know what I mean? I'm like, because like you can't, like, what you're gonna have to constantly do is get top five recruiting classes. But then even that at some point is going to get old because we went a game without scoring a touchdown. We went
more than a game. Right?
No. I'm saying like it was six quarters, but I'm saying like if we do that again this year, if we get shut out and we only have 9 points, or if we can't, once we get inside the 10, we can't, once we get inside the 5, we can't do nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, if those things persist and you kept this guy, and we know that Mario got a 10-year contract. That love for like that he regained in this offseason might not be there again, man. Let's keep it. I'm saying, like, let's keep it in a buck. Yeah. Like, you could do top five, but if you can't get five, your top five don't mean shit to me. At some point, it's gonna be like, and that transfer portal gonna look crazy again next year. Because you know what I'm saying, if you do that, why would Samson? You know, let's keep it all the way a buck. Why would Samson want to stay in an offense that don't score? Then that's gonna put like, oh, it's the offensive line. Samson's going to get offers next year. Francis is going to get off. You're going to have to re-recruit these guys again. You're going to have to lock them in again and then try to get better players from the portal. That's just too much. You need to see some – he's just not the guy for me, man. He can't stay. He can't.
This cat's making moves, man. Louisville with Coach Brom.
Yep.
That shit about to be bananas.
Fam, I feel old as shit.
You want to talk about offense?
I felt old as shit. Yeah. Yeah. I remember him when he played quarterback.
Busting our ass, man.
Just picking out every 11 yards he needed that motherfucker got. Oh, yes, man. I was like, is that the same Brom I literally saw play? Like, I saw Josh Heupel. You know what I mean? Like, now these dudes are becoming, like, we old, fam. Like, we are old. It's crazy. All right, man.
All right,
let's get into this last topic, man. Shout out to Panhandle Kane for the question, man. Let me read this off. Always dropped a good one. All right, question. Which under-the-radar player is going to have a breakout season? He thinks it's going to be James Woodland. With all that camp talk this offseason, I think it'll motivate him to show why he's a five-star. Love the pod, fam. Good luck. Hey, man, shout out to Panhandle Kane, man.
Brother. Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I'm saying keep your head down. Stay safe over there. All right, so I'm gonna drop that question to you because who you got as your under the radar? Again, this is as of right now. You know what I'm saying? Not portal shit still popping. They're still in 7 days. We might be finding out. You know what I'm saying? If Cormani's locked in again, even though there hasn't been any actual confirmation that he's not locked in. Who's your under the radar? Let's flip it a little bit. Who's your under-the-radar transfer and under-the-radar guy that's already been here? So those are two different things.
It is. So I'm trying to figure out who's under the radar. So under the radar, who's already been here?
Mm-hmm. I got a great answer. I just hope you don't steal my
thunder. I'm going to go... Elijah Arroyo, man.
Oh,
he's already here. You know what I mean? He's you know, he hurt himself. Nobody's talking about him for real. Yep. You know, Jaleel Skinner hopped in. Will Mallory's gone. Elijah was, you know, was a physically imposing tight end last year before his injury. And I think he's only going to grow. I think he's only going to get better. And he's going to get more involved in the offense. So, Elijah Royo.
What was his injury again? What was his injury again? Was it the ACL?
I don't remember.
Yeah, because they only do like lower body stuff, right? Like they never really tell you. You only find like extremity or some shit like that. All right, so who's your? All right, so I'll answer it. Then we'll go to transfer portal. Okay. My under the radar. I'm glad you, Jacoby George.
Okay. Bounce back.
Man. I know I made fun of him for his pad size last show. I apologize. Yeah. But I think he can make those catches, man. He's got the speed. If he just puts on like 10 pounds, because that could totally change him. I mean, look, I'm trying to be respectful, Joe. All right. You know what I'm saying? Like maybe he's a guy. Maybe he has that body type that can't put on weight. That happens. He might be that guy. But you know what I'm saying? He leans out, gets, you know what I'm saying, strengthens those tendons that were fucking him up last year. I like his game, man. It just, there's always been a little something missing. And I think he has the talent. I think if he might not be as quick, but he reminds me a little bit, like not to take any light from a Steve-O for 365 Canes. He reminds me a little bit of like a Travis Benjamin with his speed and his like space finding, you know what I'm saying? But he just never been able to get it together, and he frustrates the shit out of me because he just hasn't been able to get it together. But I think he could be to me a legit number one, but just there's always something that doesn't, it at least like almost all click for him. He can't ever seem to fight past that one thing that he can't, you know what I'm saying? Like that one thing that he can't get. So for me, it's Jacoby George, man, under the radar guy that's already been here, could be a number one. Legit deep threat, makes those catches. I love the way he adjusts to the ball. What, you know what I'm saying? Like he might not like make, he always adjusts to the ball midair. Like I like that athleticism about him. So yeah, that's my under the radar, man. What you got for a transfer portal?
Under the radar transfer guy.
So you can't say Javion Cohen because that's not under the radar. That's the guy.
Nah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
As of right now.
I'm going to say Mr. Maui Goa, the linebacker.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
I think it's the linebacker position has been physically in need of an upgrade for years. You know years. What I mean?
Since we just had the three-headed monster.
Just more physical play at linebacker.
No.
More downhill play, more linebackers who could take on blocks and, you know, get to the ball carrier, more length, just more size, and he fits.
More punish.
He fits more all punish, of that. Yeah. So
I need to start seeing, like, and I want the kind of linebacker play that, like, after the first quarter, the running back's tapping his head because he needs out, because it's just, it's different now. I need that. I need that dropping. Like, oh man, let's get this other guy in here because he's too tired. Like, yo, who is this guy? You know what I mean? Like, I need to see that kind of play. I need to see punishing on the offensive side of the ball, like beating that guy. So both shedding your block and beating the guy. You know what I'm saying? Meeting at the quarterback with the running back when they're trying to hand it off. Like, I want to see you jumping. You know what I'm saying? Like, pushing the line of scrimmage as a linebacker, where you know what I'm saying, like that, I need to see that kind of play. So, yeah, my Goa is my sleeper too on that part. I think I need to see some size. You know what I'm saying? No offense to Corey Flagg. We knew you wanted to work your ass off, man, but physically it's just not there for you. You can, you know what I'm saying, you can't help that shit. You worked your ass off. There's no question about that. You still balled out at your size, man. Just don't have those extra things that make you better, because if you're that size, Corey Flagg, no question to me, is a solid top three round pick, man, if he has that size, but he's not. Yeah, man. So, we got my goal and Jacoby George for me, under the radar. And you got my Goa, same thing. And Elijah Arroyo.
Yep.
I do think I like that second point he made, that all this talk in the offseason about Cam is going to push James Williams. I think that's the thing we need to look for this season is, and hear that from like the reporters, from the Gabbies, from the Geos, from the Azubis, that the level of competition is just different. That there's repercussions and the correct assessment for your actions or inactions on that field. We can't see the same shit we saw last year. Right. And the same thing goes for this coaching staff, man. I need to see you in the pictures, man. I need to see you tweeting. I need to see you living, man, because right now, if we don't know you, remember, man, we're a small family. You know what I'm saying? Like, I need to see you out here doing more than what you've been doing, because if you ain't visible, we get to make up our own minds about you. That's the reality of the fact. You know what I'm saying? Like, you see this podcast, you see what you're getting from Ben and Joe. You know what I'm saying? You see who we are. We keep it a buck with you. If you don't see a podcast from us, if you don't talk about a subject, it doesn't matter. Then, like, oh, man, so what do Ben and Joe think about this? Why ain't they talking about that?
Right.
We going to give you our topics, man. And if y'all only talk, if he's not tweeting about it, not out there retweeting, should just retweets. That takes you 2 seconds.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you did it.
The button.
You know what I'm saying? Pop, pop. Yeah. Pop, pop. That's it, fam. That's it. You want to comment or you just want to quote it? That's it. Like, it don't take you nothing. If you ain't even doing that, man, you let us make up our mind up about you without you throwing in your 2 cents. And we're a starving fan base. Let's keep it a buck. We're a lot of used to bees. We're a lot of, you know what I'm saying, living in the, I was watching the 2002 Rose Bowl the other day on YouTube. Just like, I remember what it was. I remember, that's 20 years ago. I remember what I was watching. Fuck that. I was watching the University of Washington versus Miami game. Went in a heartbeat, it was 55-7. Like, I'm not that I'm saying that we're going to be that again. It's a different landscape now. Shit's different now. But, fam, if you're the offensive coordinator for this university, we need you to be better.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
Just absolutely. Can't.
I can't go back. I can't go back to that, man. I can't. I mean, if it's on, I'll go to it, you know what I mean? But
I know.
I just can't, man. I'm not. Yeah. I need this shit right now to get right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It was something like popped up on my algorithm. I was like, how somebody like condensed the game to just like the scoring plays, like the play before and then the scoring play. So it was like 35 minutes. I'm watching. It was like, I made it 7 minutes. I was like, I can't watch this shit. All I'm going to do is make myself mad about what we're not. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was just like, yeah. I can't do this. So, like, seeing Jonathan Vilma take out 2 guys, you know what I'm saying, in the Rose Bowl, I was like, no, can't do this. Eddie, just going down the line of players, man, it was crazy. You got anything else, Joe?
Bananas, no. I'm trying to get this D-Jack. This news, man. 237. They got Miami's welcome one to support Jackson and so support your chance. And we'll be back in Miami. No guarantee that Miami can get one of them. So it's smoke. There's smoke. You know what I mean? Nothing's guaranteed. Nothing's on lock yet, but there's smoke. So I would imagine, you know, by midweek we'll hear something more definitive, man. But tomorrow. If FSU starts school tomorrow, then, you know.
Yeah.
We'll see.
If they start school tomorrow, we should get some confirmation from Gabby, from Azubi, from, you know what I'm saying, all the guys that cover the team, man. And I'm saying we'll cover it on Wednesday. Hey, man, before we this is unrelated to Canes real quick. I don't know if you saw the clip. I don't even know if the clip of the Pittsburgh Steeler guy with a celebration after a sack.
My son told me about it. My son mentioned it. I didn't see it. But
don't, like, it's disgusting, fam. Like, it's disgusting. Like,
yeah, I ain't
like, I don't, I don't, it's just it. Like, don't even watch it. Like, not just, I don't know who it was. I'm not even going to mention them by name, fam. Like, that's classless at every level. You know what I mean? Like, and it's ridiculous, man. Celebrating like that, man. That's gross, fam. Like, somebody's life was on the line, man. Like, That's not even funny, man, for y'all to be doing that shit, man. That's just classless. Wednesday show, man. We got a guest. All right, guys. I'm Ben, man. That's Joe. We got nothing else, man. And remember, it's all about the you, baby. We out.